Now, the second trial of lenalidomide-based therapy that was very interesting and important was the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group study, which randomized patients to get lenalidomide with high-dose dexamethasone versus lenalidomide with low-dose dexamethasone. Now, the high-dose dexamethasone was 40 milligrams days 1 through 4, 9 through 12, and 17 through 20, kind of the standard high-dose dex that people have used for many years. And the low-dose dexamethasone was still 40 milligrams, but it was dosed only once per week. So basically 4 days of dex per month on the low-dose arm versus 12 days of dex on the high-dose arm. And this study was designed to look at toxicity as well as overall response rate and overall survival. Previously, there had been data presented, for example, at the American Society of Hematology meeting in 2006 that showed from a toxicity perspective that the low-dose dexamethasone arm, as you would expect, had a lower rate of toxicities and was generally better tolerated. That wasn't too much of a surprise because we know clinically that patients take high-dose dexamethasone, but they suffer quite a bit, both from the effects of the therapy and then from the withdrawal of the therapy in between the four-day pulses. And some of the toxicities that were decreased of note included things like deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary emboli, which really shows that high-dose dex is a risk factor for developing blood clots, and other issues like we talked about thromboembolic complications, atrial fibrillation or supraventricular tachycardias were decreased, infection was a little bit lower, and of course metabolic risks like hyperglycemia were lower as well. At this meeting in 2007, what we saw were some of the data looking at the overall response rates of therapy. What we found was that with the low-dose dexamethasone, the report showed that there was a lower overall response rate by about 12%. But the overall survival with the low-dose dexamethasone arm was actually better. And that was very encouraging because, at least in my mind, any time that we can give patients less intensive therapy that they can tolerate better and have a better overall survival outcome, that's an advance in the field.
Now, do you think that that was related to lesser toxicity, the survival?
Well, that's a great question. And they, in fact, presented some data about this. This was Vincent Rajkumar who presented the data. And although there was some decrease in toxicity with the low-dose dexamethasone arm, and a few of the excess deaths in the high-dose dexamethasone arm were due to toxic events, the vast majority were actually due to disease progression. And what that suggests is that not only was lenalidomide with low-dose dex better tolerated, but it also seemed to have a better overall outcome against the disease with fewer events of progression.
Any speculation about why it would be better than higher dose?
Well, I think, first of all, with a regimen that is lower in toxicity, patients are able to stay on full doses of therapy longer, and that is a great benefit.
Was that demonstrated there?
There actually were fewer dose reductions, as you would expect, on the lenalidomide with low-dose dexamethasone arm, so there was some evidence to support that. And then the second thing, I think, is that when we have sat around the oncology campfire over the years, we always sort of think that if a little bit of drug X is good, more is going to be even better. And I think for drugs like melphalan, we know that that's the case. But in the modern era, with some of the novel agents that we have, like bortezomib and lenalidomide, we have to consider the possibility that as we combine them with drugs like dexamethasone, it may be that more is not necessarily better. And maybe there are different interactions between lenalidomide and low-dose dex versus lenalidomide with high-dose dexamethasone. That's a little bit speculative still.